Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The St. Paul, Minnesota Council is celebrating Abortion Providers Appreciation Day. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, the St. Paul, Minnesota City Council adopted a controversial resolution declaring March 10 as Abortion Providers Appreciation Day, celebrating the courage and dedication of abortion doctors. This resolution passed 7-0, and now they've actually celebrated abortion providers on that particular day. It's outrageous that this would actually take place. They are lauding the so-called courage and the dedication of abortion doctors. Let's just make this very clear. These abortion doctors are killing innocent children. They are dismembering them for profit. There is no courage involved in that. There's no dedication. There's no appreciation that should be set aside. And amazingly, Matt, this was passed 7-0. What kind of people do we have on a city council that will pass this unanimously? And they also did it, Matt, during the week in which the Supreme Court was arguing or hearing the argument of the June Medical Services case regarding the abortion clinic regulation or the abortion doctors regulation coming out of Louisiana. That was a law that was challenged before the U.S. Supreme Court. A ruling will happen later this year. And that says abortion doctors need to have hospital admitting privileges within a 30-mile radius of where they're doing the abortion. And, of course, that's been challenged, and now it's before the U.S. Supreme Court. So in protest to that, they passed this resolution to honor abortion doctors. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Think about this for a second. I mean, I guess, you know, the Fourth Reich Appreciation Day wasn't palatable enough for people, so they went with this. You know, the scriptures say, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. I cannot think of a more stark example of that as with this. These are financial opportunists with bloodlust, you know, and with blood on their hands, and we're going to celebrate these executioners. And I'm sorry for using such strong language, but if you know, it is what it is, and that is what they're doing, and death is never anything to celebrate.
Absolutely, you know, the ACLU of Minnesota said this tragic tweet they sent out: people who are pregnant have the right to seek abortions. So why don't they just say people who are pregnant have the right to murder their children, the same right you would have as your two-year-old or something like that. Where is the value of life? Have we gotten so far away from God's intention, his creation, that each of us are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we just think it's okay to snuff it out?
Yeah, this resolution actually was designed to set aside a particular day to, and I'm quoting, quote, to show appreciation for the high-quality care that abortion providers and clinic staff provide, and to celebrate their courage, compassion, and dedication to their work.
Okay, that's totally ironic, because when the Supreme Court heard the Louisiana law, the problem is the substandard medical standards they have going on there, the women that are dying and bleeding.
A brief on behalf of Operation Rescue and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. We filed that brief in the June Medical Services case at the U.S. Supreme Court. And the brief specifically looks at Louisiana and their unsafe abortion practices. In some cases, because these doctors are shoddy doctors, they don't have hospital admitting privileges, meaning that they can't admit a patient to the hospital and therefore they can't follow up and treat them. Frankly, they have no care, no desire to follow up and treat them. They just want to bring them through this assembly line process. And if they get injured, well, they'll just go on to a hospital. Somebody else will care for them. In order to have hospital admitting privileges, you have to have some kind of level of expertise and professionalism and quality of care. And that's why these people don't have hospital admitting privileges. They're not real medical doctors in that sense. They have an MD, but they're by and large, many of them are shoddy doctors. So in our brief, we pointed out some of the unsafe situations. Contrary to what the St. Paul resolution says, the high quality care, well, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Some of these abortion clinics have blood stains on the walls or on their towels, on the different machinery, rust on the machinery as well. I know in a case regarding Angel, she went to an abortion clinic in Orlando and unfortunately aborted a late second, early third trimester baby, changed her mind once the abortion actually started, but ultimately lost a baby Rowan. You can find more about that on our website, lc.org, under the icon or the hot link for abortion. But she had indicated that in this abortion clinic, the towels smelled from urine. They smelled like they had been moldy. There was a blood, old blood dried on the walls of this abortion clinic. These are not places where you have high quality medical care. These are not places that you would have outpatient surgical sterilization or hospital kind of level quality medical care. These are unbelievable shoddy practices. And for the St. Paul, Minnesota people to say this, they have no clue. They have no clue what they're talking about.
No, they don't. And, you know, I've got a suggestion for them for a mascot for their Abortion Appreciation Day. How about Kermit Gosnell?
I was going to say, know, yeah.
You think about what was found in his clinic, much, much worse than what you just described, you know, the extreme dead baby bodies, body parts, blood everywhere, dried, rusty instruments, you know, what you described, Matt, which is almost that bad, is not uncommon. Kermit Gosnell was, right. Was an extreme case, but there are other extreme cases out there that go unnoticed.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about that one abortion doctor who passed away and they found all these dead bodies that he had saved.
My goodness, yeah.
Fortunately, they gave them
in his house.
In his trunk, right. Or in some in his trunk of his car.
They gave him a proper funeral, but people like that who have no business with any kind of medical association.
Well, the doctor who was the head of this particular clinic in Orlando that I was describing, he's lost his medical license, but it's many years after. He had been in prison because of fraud and other things that he had done. He got out of prison. He continued in another state some of his abortion practices as well as in Florida, and he was stopped by a police officer for some kind of probably traffic or some other kind of violation. They opened up his trunk, and what was in his trunk? Instruments, and some of them had stained blood on them, mm-hmm. in the trunk of his car, and also controlled substances, and he wasn't authorized to prescribe controlled substances. So he's now lost his medical license, and this is the kind of people that you see out there. This is the standard of care, and there's no standard of care. And you might expect, well, the ACLU of Minnesota applauded the city council. They say people who are pregnant have the right to seek abortions. Abortion providers, they say, have the right to provide abortion care, thanks to the St. Paul City Council for being in solidarity with providers and the patients they serve. Oh, my goodness.
They don't care about women.
They don't care about women.
Much less the children they're killing.
If they cared about women, why don't they support increasing safety standards for the clinics?
Uh-huh.
Why don't they support informed consent so that the women know what they're getting into, what they're about to do?
And, you know, there's so many ambulances that come to these Planned Parenthood facilities. They intentionally tell them not to run their sirens because they don't want to alert the neighborhood about that. But there are many ambulances that come to these abortion centers trying to save these women.
And these abortion servers, they are living examples of a violation of the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
Right.
All they do is harm. All they do is take life. They don't give life-saving medical care.
And that has nothing to do with health care. Nothing.
Abortion is not health care. Stand with us as we continue to stand for life and against this mentality of death and darkness. I believe that Roe versus Wade will be overturned and that the sanctity of human life will be upheld and be restored again to America. But that will also make that battle on a state level, depending upon how the Supreme Court ultimately rules on a future abortion case. But I believe it's coming. And that's why there's this panic out there by these people who are pro-death. They're celebrating death. There's nothing to celebrate when you talk about dismembering innocent children. Stand with us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel as we're on the front lines advancing religious freedom, life, and family all over the country, and so much more. Go to lc.org, sign up for our emails and our newsletters, and go to our online resources page for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.